And there you go. That's the great sound of David Bowie with Fashion. Now we should be joined on the line by Eugene. Good afternoon to you, Eugene.
Hi, Debbie. How are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you today?
Very well, thanks.
Great.
Thanks for asking me to have a few words about the festival.
Great. No, it's great. Yeah, it's hard to believe that he's nearly 2 years dead. I mean, just looking at it, it just flies by so quick. And this festival that's taking place here in Dublin is from the 4th until the 10th of January. Is this the first year this is happening?
It's actually the third year, effectively. Even though it's been going on for about 5 or 6 years, in reality, because it was set up by John Brereton from the Grand Social in town, and it was, you know, a one-night event. Mm. And then 3 years ago, he extended on to two nights, and then he got Jerry Leonard in, who was Bowie's musical director for 10 years, which was a huge coup, you know, and Jerry's from Clontarf himself. So Jerry sanctified the festival. He thought it was absolutely brilliant, and he even said that he was going to say it on to Bowie himself, you know. And then Bowie went and died the next day. It was unbelievable. Mm. So it's since got legs. So over the last couple of years, it's extended to 5 to 6 and to 7 days now, you know. So this is the biggest one yet, with 28 different events on, from live music gigs, obviously every day, to art, to lectures, and there's even a sort of a dome in Smithfield, which, you know, kids, it's a lot, even for kids as well, you know, got a couple of gigs, daytime gigs, and Tower Records as well. So all sort of aspects of Bowie's life and creative work, I think, are going to be catered for.
Great.
Very tightly curated by John, you know.
So it's six days, really, it's going on. So
it is, yeah.
There's a lot going on, and it's not only the grants. I know, actually, John quite well, and Tony.
Yeah.
But it's great that he's, as you said, it has kind of, you know, come on a long way in the 3 years,
has,
even.
It's mushroomed, yeah, like, unbelievably. Yeah.
There's a lot taking place all over Dublin. Like, the Grand Social will probably be the main event, I suppose, will it?
Well, we'd say that it works out of that, really. But, you know, there are some very large gigs. I mean, you know, Vicar Street for Rebel Rebel, you know, that's a huge one. That's been a constant as well from the very start. Mm. So that's, I think, sold out. Most things are sold out. But having said that, I would say 3/4, even more, of the events are totally free, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not a money thing. It's for all and sundry. Anybody who has any interest in any aspect of Bowie's life is to be catered for, you know. And there's a there's Bowie art, for example. We've got original Bowie portraits, which will be on in Studio 10 on Wicklow Street, and we have in Gallery X we have lithographic prints. Over in the Lighthouse Cinema we have other areas of graphic design to do with Bowie as well. In actual fact, I did mention interviews. We have one with Gavin Friday and Professor John Devereux. We also have one in NCAD with Jonathan Barnbrook, who designed Bowie's last four albums.
Okay.
So for anyone who's interested in graphic design, or even anyone who's perused their record collection covers, you know, that's an amazing thing. And that's on the very last day, on the 10th, at 6 o'clock in NCAD, and then followed on at 8:30 in the Grand Social will be Bowie Raw, and that closes the festival, and that's one I'm personally involved in.
Nice.
There's so many great gigs. I Heart Bowie on in on Friday in Whelan's. The London Boys will be playing the Grand Social on the Monday. There's a Queen Bitch quiz in the Grand Social on Sunday afternoon.
That sounds good.
You know, every day there's three or four.
There seems to be a lot going on, yeah. And as I said, a lot of the stuff is free. You know, I said the Gallery X, like, that's art in there. That's
absolutely
all free.
Great. Absolutely. And the gigs, a lot of gigs are free as well, you know. We've produced 5,000 brochures as well, by the way. So they're going to be handed out at all the different locations, venues, gigs, whatever, and distributed around hotels and universities and what have you. So, you know, it'll all be there, and it's also online as well. You can check everything out at www.dublinboyfestival.ie. So all the details are in there.
So everything is up there, and as I'm just reading through this quickly, there's Feeders Covering Presents Boys Keep Swinging as well in the George, and that's at 10 o'clock. That's admission is free as well. So there's a lot going on, and I said a lot of it is free as well. There's Whelan's, there's a cover charge in there, but the Grand Social as well. I mean, there's loads going on. So if you're a Bowie fan, the place to be is...
Well, that's it. So some of the bigger productions, you know, obviously have to be...
Yeah,
you know, paid for. But you know, things that weren't costing us too much money, we put on for free, and in as many cases as we could. You know, there's a couple of movies on as well, and the Lighthouse, the Prestige is on, and what else have we got here? I'm just looking at the brochure here myself. Labyrinth is on in the Lighthouse Cinema on Friday. That's on 11 o'clock at night, and. So on the big screen, you know, should be something. We've got the, for example, on Saturday night, we've got two classic albums, Ziggy Stardust versus Aladdin Sane. We've got a couple of wonderful bands, Heroes from Mars, and they'll be doing the Ziggy one. And then we have Playback, who will be doing Aladdin Sane. And that's on at 8 o'clock in the Grand Social. And then following on from that, if anyone's got the energy, and I should mention costume. We've got Bowie Ball over in the Sugar Club. In fact, speaking of the Sugar Club, I really should mention that one of the highlights of the festival will be having Woody Woodmansey, the drummer from the Spiders from Mars. Just wow, we're gonna, you know, and he's going to be giving a lecture and all sorts of stuff, which is going to be on Thursday evening in the Sugar Club, and that's going to be a huge highlight and a great coup to get him over, you know.
And will you have people dress up like in the, you know, the way?
Absolutely,
in the 70s,
very much for the Bowie Ball, I'll tell you that. And we have lots of assistants at every gig. for that particular one, we'll have, you know, various costumes and makeup and all sorts of stuff available for people free. You know, and we'll also have free cupcakes as well, which are Bowie logo cupcakes done by. Alva de Groot from Sweet, a wonderful woman who makes these brilliant cupcakes for us. She's out in Buddhistan. And we've also got a specially designed Bowie beer. So that'll be at various venues as well. So these are all collector's items. So at the end of the day, if people are on the ball, they go home with a doggy bag of very unique Bowie memorabilia.
Yeah.
And certainly we found even the brochure itself has become a collector's item, you know. So it's we'll have merchandise as well at every venue, T-shirts and various things. So, you know, it's quite a comprehensive thing we put together, and got to hand it to John and his team, including myself, I should say. But it's just going to be wonderful, you know. And every year it changes, you know. We get different people in. But as I said,
Woody
Woodmansey is a huge one for us, you know.
So and Eugene,
I did mention, yeah.
No, sorry, there's an awful lot going on. I mean, for a Bowie fan, it's probably like, which one should I go to? There's an awful lot going on.
Sure.
But I mean, you said this is the third year that you run it. It must take an awful lot of people to get this going. I mean, there's so much going on. There must be a whole big team. How many people in total do this? Like to get this?
There's six of us really. But you got to hand it to John Burton. For the last few years, him and Barbara Carrick have been doing it, just the two of them. And it's an awful lot John's taken on his own shoulders, you know. So, you know, he very kindly asked a few of us, you know, fanatics, would we like to help out? And everyone jumped at the chance. So we've had multiple meetings over the months, you know. And but it's mainly John and his missus, you know, Rochelle, who's an amazing graphic designer. And, you know, she's put all the stuff together from the website to the brochure to all the social media stuff as well, you know. So it's a labour of love.
Yeah.
From their household, really.
Well, well done.
And I would say John is in the London Boys band, and they do Bowie, mainly before he became Bowie, which I believe, you know, when he had his earlier bands. And they played last year, and for me, it was one of the highlights. Just absolutely unbelievable.
Well,
amazing.
I didn't.
Brian Brody on vocals.
Yeah, I didn't realise he was still playing. I remember John back in going back in the years when he was Lord John White in the Bottleneck Train. It's gone back way back now to the 80s.
And then Sack played the Grand Social last. I think it was Friday night. I was there. Oh yeah,
great.
John's amazing. You know,
he's
absolutely stunning player as well. You know, and John would be the main songwriter in those bands as well. You know.
Yeah.
So you know, this is John's vision. You know.
Right.
He's the Bowie fanatic, and you know, he's put all this together. So all kudos must go to him. You know, but we're all so looking forward to it. You know, we're beside ourselves with excitement. It's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Say it'll be great. And would you have many people travelling over now from abroad to come to a big festival?
There's no doubt about it. You know, we've had people from all over the world. Well, so John tells me from last year, and there's been interest. Because there's certain gigs that go on that travel around the world, and people just, you'll appreciate that Bowie fans are quite exceptional, you know, and they will travel. And certainly last year, the feedback from the web, we were getting hits from all over the world about the goings on and you know, the video clips that were put up. So, no, I think it's, you know, it's highly regarded, you know, in terms of, you know, the Bowie estate. In actual fact, speaking of which, the photographer Duffy, who would have done many Bowie covers in the early days, and Aladdin Sane, Lodger, all that sort of stuff, and he's got an involvement as well in the festival. And there'll be various competitions for freebies as well. And prints from his estate, from Duffy's estate. So, you know, it's sanctioned by these, you know, serious players in Duffy in Bowie's life. You know, so it's not just, you know, an event that has happened on its own. It's sanctioned and tied in with these people. You know.
It sounds absolutely brilliant. And as he was such a gifted, you know, singer, actor, you know, he was a leading figure, I suppose, in music for over five decades. So I suppose every decade will be shown over the weekend.
Well, that's it. I think that was John's vision, to try and cover every aspect of Bowie's artistic life, you know. As you said, like, Vida's Coven in the George, the Boys Keep Swinging, you know. I mean, that would be amazing. Totally free. And there's another thing on which is, it's actually €20, but it's a Poetry Brothel, which is on the Liquor Rooms, and that's a movable feast that goes from capital city to capital city. It's a very, very serious setup. They've got all sorts of stuff. I mean, the word poetry is in there, but you know, it's almost like a travelling circus, and so they're here for our event, you know, to brighten that up and spark it up. So that's good. And you know, the I Heart Bowie show, for example, in Whelan's, I mean, that's, I think, sold out. So you can see the sort of level of interest in these things, you know.
Yeah.
That show itself has had people like Glenn Hansard, and you know, our own Bowie Raw show, we've had Jerry Fish singing. In fact, our show, we've got, I think, 12 players, and we've got about 10 different singers. Leslie Dowdall from Antuanua. Chrissy Dignam's going to be singing with us this year at live. Now, he did sing last year, but unfortunately he had a hospital appointment in London, so he couldn't play in the night. So we actually recorded a couple of songs, Quicksand and 5 Years, and played them on the night. And it brought the house down, to be honest. People were in tears, you know. So we're expecting lots more of that again. And that particular gig, as I say, will close the festival. And that is actually the vigil night, you know. So that's very, very important for all.
Okay, John, or Eugene. If someone's listening and they're a big Bowie fan, but they don't have the whole weekend to kind of, I suppose, go to everything, and they want to go to probably the best one, which one would you kind of pick out of this whole thing as the best one they should go to?
Goodness me.
Bowie strength.
Well, I suppose it depends what you want, but I suppose your starting point would be the live gigs, unless, you know, you're really interested in graphic design or whatever. So, say on Thursday, there's the Woody Woodman thing. Now, I know that might be for the purists, but I think the insight into what happened, those three or four albums, just be fantastic. That's on Thursday night. On Friday, say, maybe iHeart Bowie at the Whelans. Saturday, we've got the two classic albums, Playoff, that's in the Grand Social, and then the big one, the Bowie Ball, with all the face painting and the outfits and all that. I mean, that'll be something. Friday and Saturday, in Tower as well, you've got Half Five, you've got a gig on there for, with Popscar, and then Saturday at 1 o'clock, you've got a Mooney's Daydream as well. So they're two free gigs. And then Sunday you'll have Rebel in Vicar Street, although I think that might be sold out. Monday, you'll have the London Boys in the Grand Social. And Tuesday, Tuesday we have a meeting with the paintwork, Bowie, Yeats, Beckett, with Professor Owen Devereaux. That's a Studio 10. And then it closed the festival on the Wednesday. I did mention Jonathan Barnbrook in NCAD. Hmm. And then the Grand Social for Bowie Raw.
So, okay, so you really just have to go in and have a look around, and, you know, I suppose you can get to
and as I think
much.
Once you get your hand on a brochure, it'll probably become all the more clear, you know.
Brilliant. What's the web address again if people want to look it up and see
it's
exactly
what it is? www.dublinbowiefestival.ie.
Bowiefestival.ie. Brilliant. I'll give
and
that
there's lots and lots of stuff on social media as well, Facebook. Brilliant. You know, so there's a Facebook site for the Dublin Bowie Festival too.
Great.
And all the listings are in there as well.
Listen, thanks a million, Eugene, for talking to us today on Lunchtime, and I'll read a few of those gigs out again. There's just so much going on, and good luck with that. And maybe you'll come on and tell us how it went again this year. I'm sure it's going to be a big success, and we'll talk to you again very
soon. Well, I look forward to seeing you there at something along the way.
Well, we'll get along to one of them anyway,
yeah,
thanks a million again, Eugene, and good luck with that, okay?
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Thanks, Debbie. Bye-bye.